Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is the first time my delegation takes the floor, let me start by congratulating you and thanking you for the way you have led our deliberations so far. In addition to the statement to be delivered by the European Union, we would like to take this opportunity to share some national perspectives on how to strengthen the Convention. In our view, it is currently neither possible nor politically feasible to return to negotiations on a legally binding additional protocol to the BTWC. At present, there is no agreement among states party on what a verification regime for the Convention would consist of, nor is there consensus on how to take this forward. The presentations this morning reminded us all on the deep divergence that existed during the protocol negotiations, in stark contrast to the romanticized view portrayed by some delegations. Therefore, we should focus on what is possible. As noted in the working paper submitted by the United Kingdom, the all-or-nothing approach is a recipe for inaction. In this context, the main ingredients to strengthen the Convention are to be found in realism, consensus building, and incremental change. The Netherlands remains working to work with all delegations to this end. And we support the elaboration of other options for strengthening the Convention. These include enhancing the relevance of confidence-building measures and updating them to reflect current situation, conduction of peer review to promote transparency and mutual trust among states parties of the BWC, among other steps. Mr. Chairman, the financial sustainability of the Biological Weapons Convention and its implementation support unit is a prerequisite for any steps towards the institutional strengthening of the Convention. The Netherlands remains gravely concerned that the financial situation, which continues to threaten both the holding of meetings under the Convention and the ISU, as well as has been highlighted in the working paper submitted by the US, remains. In the latest monthly report issued by the ISU on the status of assessed contributions for the BWC budget, it shows that there are still some significant amounts remaining outstanding for this and prior years. While the Netherlands welcomes the newly established BWC Working Capital Fund, we stress that this fund does not resolve the problems of structural and late non-payments. The financial sustainability of the Convention therefore remains a continuing point of attention, and analysis of the view that additional measures to ensure the timely and full payment of the assessed contributions by all states parties are inevitable. Thank you, Mr. Chair.